بصحبي أجمعين. وبعد يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال The hadith 9 collection in both Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Aqba bin Amr. And this is the last hadith that I'll narrate regarding the concept or the importance, significance of outreach or da'wah. This is what we've been talking about over the last 3 to 4 weeks. I think this is the 14th or 15th hadith that we've narrated within that theme. And I'll end inshallah with this one. And this is different than everything else I've narrated because it's really not necessarily encouraging you to do it, but it's putting a little bit of a fear factor in all of it because I think that's important. And what he says, رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني لأتأخر عن صلاة الفجر مما يطيل بنا فلان في العشاء. So a man came and told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام يا رسول الله he didn't volunteer this. Most likely, the Prophet ﷺ had talked to him about something or asked him, why are you always late or why do you miss certain days with us? It was, like I said, and this is something we've talked about in other themes where the masjid was the center. And attending Isha and Fajr specifically was a big deal. The Prophet ﷺ would watch out for his Sahaba and see who was coming and who wasn't, because that's where they touched base with each other. The rest of the prayers in the day was whatever you could, like if you could make it for Maghrib or Asr or Dhuhr, amazing. If you couldn't, you were working somewhere far or you were traveling, it's fine. But Maghrib, Isha and Fajr were too important, the ones that were the touching base. So when someone didn't show up or didn't come, the Prophet ﷺ would ask. So apparently he must have asked this man, where were you? But he said, I come late sometimes because Fulan, he pointed out one of the imams, and like I said, on all of the hadith that you narrate, whenever there's something negative, the scholars don't point out the person. They don't use the name. So they didn't say exactly who it was. It was most likely Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu. This hadith does not point him out specifically. So I come late because the Fulan prays Isha late and then reads a lot, and I don't get to go home to get to sleep, so I come in late. Now, whether he's honest with that or not doesn't make a difference. That's what he said. يقول فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد غضبا في موعظة وعظها من ذلك اليوم. I've never seen the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام give a موعظة where he was more angry than I saw him that day. That was the day I saw him the most angry when he gave a موعظة. فقال يا أيها الناس إن منكم منفرين فمن أم بالناس فليتجوز فإن فيهم الكبيرة He said, "Alayhi salam, O people, indeed amongst you are munaffirin." And then he talks about the imam specifically. Those of you who will lead people in prayer, may they not take too much time and make sure that they have a proper balance for it. Because amongst them or amongst the people who are following them is the elderly, is the sick, is the person who has other things to do and needs to get out on time. So make sure that itajawwaz, don't make it too long. But the word that he used here is what I want you to think about when we talk about the concept of da'wah. He said, "Inna minkum munaffirin." Amongst you will be people who will repel others from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who will repel people, and that has nothing to do with you. Jazakallah khair, you are very on time, you are amazing. It's not about you. This hadith was. This hadith is on the schedule from 3 weeks ago. It has nothing to do with your imamah at all. The poor guy, he's going into himself slowly as I talk. It's not about you at all. I should have probably led the prayer. I was going to tell this hadith afterwards. But it's not. Inna minkum munaffirin. Some of you will be repellers. Just like, as important as it is for you to perform da'wah and bring people to this way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst us, there will be people who will repel others from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful of being someone like that. If you're not able to bring people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not be a repeller. Do not be someone who repels people from the way of Allah. They want to come in and you are standing there with your with the fake smile and the lack of knowledge and the biased opinion and the lack of etiquette and adab in speaking to people and the bad habits and bad behavior, and you repel people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful. I run into people sometimes and I sit with them in heart to heart and I tell them, your best act of da'wah is that you never perform da'wah again in your life with your tongue. This is the best thing that you'll ever do for the sake of Allah. You never speak to someone about da'wah. Do it with your, do some, don't speak, you don't know how to speak to people.
You don't know what to start with. You don't know how to go by it. You lose your temper. You're talking about, you don't have the proper knowledge. You understand things in a brainwashed fashion that's not helpful. You have to stop because you're making it worse. It's very rare, but I've had to sit down with someone and say, honestly, you just have to cut down. Do your da'wah through service. Do your da'wah through good character and through taking care of someone else and being there to help them. But maybe hold off with the knowledge spreading piece. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, O people, amongst you will be munafirin. There will be amongst you those who think they're doing well and they're not. See, this imam who was, this hadith that is led people and was reciting 4 or 5 pages in Isha reading the Quran, he's like, I'm going to make them listen to the Quran. He repelled people. He didn't want to. Whoever did this was not someone who was like, I want to repel people from the way of the Prophet Ali. He wasn't a munafiq. No. Hasha lahum. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. He was someone who wanted people to be closer to Allah, but he doesn't have that wisdom of knowing how to do it, so he repels others. It's a lack of wisdom and lack of knowledge and lack of knowing how to do things and not to know what the priorities are and what to start with and how to deal with others. Be careful and beware. As I talk to you about da'wah and bringing people to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making them love Islam, beware. The possibility of you repelling them is there too. So tread carefully. Sun sunnah hasana. Dull al-nas al-khair. All the hadith that I shared with you over the last 3 weeks. Do all of these things. Do da'wah with your words and with your character and with your with your face. With everything that you have, do da'wah. But be aware and be careful from being someone who repels someone from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salam was never seen when he was speaking so angry than he was that day. Because that's a big deal. For you not to know the importance of this. And for you to make that mistake and someone was wanting to come close and then your words and your actions made them never come back again. And it's just very sad when that happens. And I see it too often. I see it too often and it's too late usually by the time I see it. It's too late. I can't save the person anymore. No matter what I say, they won't listen. They've been mistreated so many times that they don't want to hear me. That they don't have the mental space to listen. And whatever I say, wallahi, that's not how Islam is. I swear to you, that's not how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam. I swear to you, if you met him, you would have fallen in love with him and you would be a good Muslim. Please listen to me, but it's too late. They've already been repelled so many times, they don't want to hear. They don't believe me. And it's too late. We have to be careful. You have to be careful. And that's how I'm going to conclude this series of da'wah. I hope you found it, inshallah, beneficial. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for calling to His way, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and utilize us as tools that will bring people guidance. Yarwi Shaykhan, فيما اتفق عليه من حديث أبي مسعود رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني لا تأخر في الفجر مما يطيل بنا فلان في صلاة العشاء يقول فما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد غضبا في موعظة وعظها من يومها فقال يا أيها الناس إن منكم منفرين فمن أما الناس فليتجوز فإن فيهم الكبير والمريض وذا الحاجة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت فأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا ويغفر لنا تقصيرنا وإطالتنا على الناس الله يتوب علينا ويغفر لنا جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته